come after dry cloth.
In washing them?
Oh, washcloth.
Okay.
Dish rag.
Okay. And the cloth that you, or rag that you use to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
Okay. You don't say wash rag?
Wash rag, I have, yes.
I mean, which did you say?
Was years ago.
Yeah.
Wash rag.
And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
Okay. And what do you use to turn on the water at the sink? You turn on
the faucet.
Okay. And outside, you connect your hose to the...
You mean when you get rid of the water?
Yeah.
Faucet.
Okay. Same word then.
Same word.
Same word. For outside or inside?
Yes.
Okay, what if you have a portable water container? You call that the thing that you turn?
Portable?
Water.
Sprinkler?
No, I mean like you're going on a picnic or something and you take along the...
Thermos bottle.
Yeah, or something bigger, you know, but maybe holds a gallon or something. And you, the thing that you turn on, you call that faucet or spigot or...
Mm-hmm. I've got it.
Okay. Let me say, it was so cold last night that the water pipe... Okay. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would... Okay. And something people used to buy flour in. A big old wooden... What?
Barrels.
Okay. And what did lard come in? The largest container that lard used to come in.
Cans.
Okay, but larger than a can to hold about 5 or 10 gallons.
Lard.
Or molasses. You ever hear about a stand of lard? Okay.
What is that?
Stand.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. And if you wanted to pour water from a big container into a container with a narrow mouth, you'd use a...
If you wanted to do what?
If you wanted to pour water or something from a large container to a container with a narrow mouth, you would use a... What?
You would use a... Oh, I think that is...
Driving horses and you wanted them to go faster, you might hit them with the okay. And if you went to the store and bought some things, the grocer would put them in a
bag.
Okay. And what would the bag be made of?
Paper.
Okay. What if you bought about 50 pounds of flour? That would come in a
bag.
Okay. And what would that be made of? Okay. And what do you call the thing that you get seed or feed or sack potatoes in? The bag or sack made of rough cloth. You know that rough brown cloth? Thinking of toe sack or croaker sack?
Croaker.
And if you take corn to the mill to be ground, did you ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't guess you... Have you ever heard of a turn of corn? Or a turn?